Hey, you're listening to Coffee Talk with Liquid Shane on 1973. Here's your host, Shane Lakita.
Good morning, No Finish Line Nation. Good morning, Coffee Talk listeners. Good morning, everyone. I'm really hoping that your day is starting off on the right foot and you are ready to go and make great things happen today. Just like all the other times and all the other things that we try to do, be great at whatever it is you're trying to do today. Now, it's interesting because this podcast, this version of the podcast here is the first one that we're doing. I'm doing multitasking here. So I have the microphone in front of me where I'm talking into, and then I've also got the video going on in the background to try to incorporate both of these different mediums that people have asked about. So some folks say that they really like the audio version because they can go out and they go running and they can go all the different places that they want to be and just be on the go and be able to listen to 15 to 20 minutes of just inspiration or some sort of conversation that I'm having. And then there are others that really like the video aspect of it because some of them have subtitles they can actually use through YouTube. And so that's the other direction we're going in is I do have a YouTube channel. It has about 92 or 93 subscribers, I think it is, on it total. And so for those of you watching on YouTube, you see me on here. But I just wanted to make sure that you guys knew that I had that option of a YouTube channel at Liquid Shane 1973 there also. So if you want to subscribe there, go ahead. If you want to continue to subscribe to the podcast, outstanding. I just appreciate and love all the support that you guys have given me in this journey and how we're really just navigating and growing as we go and getting better and better each and every time. So, and on the YouTube videos, which is interesting, I put this nice cool snazzy looking intro in the beginning, and then the outro has this cool little ball rolling into the logo for Coffee Talk. So check it out when you get a chance. It's pretty cool. I'm pretty proud of it. Today's topic, let's talk about it. So one of the things that I was thinking about, and I was having a discussion with somebody about yesterday actually, was about adversity. And we were talking more sports-related adversity. We were talking about the Celtics and the Bruins and the Red Sox, and all of them are really riding highs right now. Last night, the Bruins lost to the Toronto Maple Leafs, and it was a tough run. It was like 4-2. But adversity started to kick in, and they started to cave with that adversity. And so I always relate everything that I think about, whether it's with sports, family, or whatever, I always try to think of it somehow as a tie back to what adversity does to us. How do we handle adversity? So many people do many different things when they handle adversity, right? Things that happen, changes that happen in life, pain, suffering that might go on, some sort of drama that might be happening in your life or whatever. Whatever happens, how do you handle it? And what's your plan of how to handle it when it does come and when it hits you, right? Because it always does come and it always does hit us. No matter how good we are, no matter where we are in life, no matter how prepared we are, there is a good way to be able to put a plan in place to be able to handle adversity when it does come, to give you an outlet or some sort of thing. And if you think about how you handle adversity, you might be able to maybe end it at the crossroad whenever adversity does happen. So let's say, for instance, something's coming. How do you normally handle the situation? I normally go that route, so I need to do something a little bit different this time to try to keep moving forward and be better than what I was last time, right? So we look at our past histories, our past trends, all that stuff to be able to make sure that we are in a space where we can start to navigate through adversity instead of letting adversity navigate us, if you know what I'm saying. So a lot of times what happens is that whenever adversity comes, or the drama happens, or the situations arise, it starts to make us act certain ways that we don't want to act. So when I ask the question, how do you handle adversity? There's so many ways that people use for coping mechanisms that are sometimes pretty unhealthy, right? How many people that we know are people that tend to go down the road of drinking alcohol to be able to suffice or curb some of that angst and that anxiety that happens in life? How many that we know in life deal with those types of pains and sufferings with drugs, right? To be able to cope, to step away from reality, to not have to deal with the nonsense or the stuff that's going on in life, right? So, you know, you got alcohol, you got drugs, and, you know, of course, mine of choice would have been food, because I coped with everything in my life when it that had anything to do with adversity with food, along with celebrations, along with anything else. Food was always a topic in my life that whenever I had something going on in my life, good, bad, indifferent, or whatever, food was always tied to it in one way, fashion, or another. And so for me, what the changes that I've been able to make, because I know that that's my coping mechanism. I know that's the direction that I go in whenever anything bad happens. Now I'm starting to make better decisions in my life. And I'm starting to think to myself, what can I put in front of me that's going to be helpful to me, even if it is food? How can I curb that craving that I have to dive into a full Boston cream pie or a Krispy Kreme dozen donuts that are fresh off the press or whatever? Whatever I used to dive into. Philly cheesesteak sandwiches was a big one for me. I used to go and just mow on those bad boys. And I could deal with that, and I felt good while I was doing it. But the second that I got done with it, the guilty conscience kicked in, the bad feelings, the greasy, nasty feeling, knowing that it just wasn't good for me to be able to do any of that, right? So the change that has happened in my life is that I still eat, I still do use food for coping. But I've learned that I can cope with healthier types of foods. So hear what I'm saying. I still use food a lot of times to cope with anxiety, with any kind of things that might be coming up, or when adversity arises, I still cope with it with food, but I do it with a healthier option. So I keep healthier options in my house, like carrots, zucchini sticks, any kind of vegetables or whatever, a little bit of ranch or whatever else that I can dip it into, just something that's an alternative to me diving into an entire 3-foot long bag of potato chips or Lay's potato chips or whatever that's greasy, bad for my heart, will do nothing but help me to slide back down into gaining all the weight that I've lost in my journey so far. So I didn't say to remove that coping mechanism of my food that I use to be able to do it, but I can make some better choices in my life. So a person that might tend to drink alcohol whenever anxiety happens or adversity happens or things occur, there are things that you can do with that too. Cutting back on the alcohol, not drinking as much, maybe limiting yourself and not being able to go down the direction of being hammered or those kind of things, right? So I can't relate to that as much as I can with food. But the point is, do you have a plan for when adversity happens? Are you ready to make adjustments and changes to your whatever it is that you're working on, whatever your plan is and whatever your coping mechanism is it healthy? And can you adjust in the fray, in the pain and the suffering, and everything's going on and it's wild and things are coming at you and it's just insane? Do you have a plan in place to be able to move throughout that? I've talked about this a few podcasts ago, but I think it's really important to talk about again. Because last night when I'm watching the Bruins game, and I see the Bruins playing the Toronto Maple Leafs, and adversity starts to happen and they start hitting these guys and they start taking them off their game. And they really surprised them. And the Bruins looked like they were real, and they were like just like all over the place when they had dominated the first couple games of the series. And they didn't know how to adjust. They were dumbfounded. And they went back into like kind of like safety mode of just like, oh, I don't really know what's going on. And they went into panic mode and they ended up losing the game. So same exact thing in our lives and our journeys is when adversity happens and life happens, do you have an ability to be able to say, how can I mute down what my coping mechanism is? And how can I move forward with being a more positive influence in my journey? Now, I only gave one solution towards a food person, somebody that dives into unhealthy foods or used to anyway all the time, whenever adversity would happen. I outfit my house with healthy foods. I mean, you can come through our house now. You might find a bag of like some little mini tortilla chips, or you might find some Wheat Thins or something for some carb action that goes on with it. or I might have made up some, bird balls or done something to be able to give myself a snack or something that I can get into that I know I'm going to need whenever stuff happens. I got a pretty stressful job at work, my regular job. Then I'm recording podcasts and I'm doing blogs and I'm doing all this stuff. And, you know, sometimes it does get a little overwhelming. And so how do you cope with it? You cope with it. I did anyway, all my life with food. And so now I know I can prepare myself for how I'm going to do that. So think about this. When you are navigating your journey and you're thinking to yourself, how can I be successful and how can I go down the road of being successful for long term? Listen, this isn't something that, like, if you're going in this for the health journey and you're trying to lose weight and you start starving yourself and start, like, depriving yourself of all the things that you love, well, you know what happens then. Because it happened to me at least 4 or 5 times. I starved myself. I removed all carbs. I did whatever. Sweets are gone or whatever. And then after I was done and I lost a certain amount of weight that I really wanted to, I ended up putting that back on plus another 25 to 30 pounds every single time. And I got bigger and bigger throughout the whole entire process. And the only way that I know that I can maintain this and move this forward and me to continue forward with no finish line and me making sure that I'm here for a long time for my family, for my friends, for myself. If I want to be around for a long period of time like that, I have to set myself up with tools to be able to do so. And one of those tools is coping mechanisms, things that I can do that's going to leave balance in my life, that I know I'm not depriving myself, but I know that I can have a little bit of every once in a while. But I also know that when I get those cravings, I can also change those around a little bit and be able to outfit myself with healthier options. So today, or whatever day you're listening to this podcast, do me a favor. Think about it. Adversity isn't here right now. Let's say first thing in the morning, you got really not a lot of adversity going on. But imagine in your brain something happened this afternoon that causes stress in your life. And this big thing just happened. And write down what your immediate thought of that is. Write it down on a piece of paper. That's what I do. I write down my thoughts on paper because I can then reflect on it later to know what kind of tools I need to be able to move forward. But write it down on a piece of paper and think to yourself, how do I cope with that nastiness that might be happening or something that comes down the road? Because like I said, it's going to happen. So now what you're doing is you're just arming yourself with a coat of armor for you to be able to attack it, for you to be able to go through it, you to be able to adjust, you to be able to pivot. All those things are important in this journey. So now start before it happens versus reacting to it when it does happen. Think about it. Write it down. Big thing happens. What is your first thought? What's in your brain in the first thought if you have that anxiety that's inside of you that something big just happened? Is your first thought a certain type of food that you might want to eat? Is your first thought that you want to crawl under a blanket and not do any exercise and not do anything and just kind of hide away and tuck away? Just think about those first thoughts that you go through and write them down. Because this will be the start of, you can then look at that and say, if that's my first thought when adversity happens, then I need to arm myself with how I can get through that and plan ahead and make sure that I'm not going to be in a position where I'm going to be going immediately into those first cravings or those first instant reactions that we might have to the panic that we go through. I think it's important to do that because if you can be prepared for stuff in this journey and you can continue to prepare yourself and arm yourself with tools in your tool belt for you to be successful, then you're not going to be in panic mode trying to be able to figure things out as it happens. That's the worst thing that we could do for ourselves. For me, I know if I react to things and I'm not prepared for things, I then go down that road of sliding again. And I can't do that. I can't do that to myself and I can't do that to my family. So I have to prepare myself. A lot of people do it when they prep their meals all week and they give themselves the boundaries that they need so they don't go out and they snack and hit all the fast food joints or whatever. Some people prepare by writing out a workout plan and making sure that they stick to it and they put an alarm in their phone to give them a little bit of a charge to be able to say, I got to go do that. Whatever it is that you have to do to be able to give yourself a proactive approach to being prepared for adversity when it happens, you're only going to set yourself up for success. That's all you can do. And if you're successful with that, and you can legitimately say to yourself, I am going to be prepared for this. And when it does happen, how good is that going to feel when something bad happens and you don't go back into your bad habits that you normally do? All of a sudden, you've just made a really good decision to be able to not do that. How good will that feel? Because I know it feels really good when I know that I walk away from a situation going, man, that could have really exploded on me and I could have really had a bad situation right there. It could have been just detrimental and devastating towards my overall health and my overall well-being. Because I know I'm a food addict and I know I'm somebody that likes to be able to live in that space, good, bad, or indifferent, right? So proactive approach helps. So think about it. That's our assignment, right? Think about it. How do you respond? What are you going to do to be able to accommodate for that or overcome that before those things happen? So when they do happen, you're going to be prepared, and then just keep that plan ever evolving. So after you overcome that part of it, what's your next venture you got to get into? Whether it's adversity or whether it's family, whether it's crisis, whether it's, a breakup with somebody, whatever it is, whatever's happening in your life that can cause you to slide back, always be prepared. Think ahead. It can only do nothing but help you. I know it has me in my journey so far, and it's been just a huge win for me to make sure that I know that I can be prepared at all times for anything, because I have something to live for. I got something to fight for every single day. And half of that is you guys right here on the podcast and on the video blog here are people that are looking to me for guidance and resource, and I know I've got a level of accountability to be able to do and perform. And I've got to keep on moving forward. And I appreciate every one of you for that, because that really keeps me going down that straight and narrow path. But I have a plan if I start to fall off the rails. I'll always have a plan. I have to. I have to have a plan B, C, D, and E, because life happens. All right, guys? So I hope that that helps you. I hope that it helps you frame up and get yourself prepared for this upcoming week or whatever next event's coming or whatever kind of dramatic situation that might be arising with you. Have a great day. We'll talk later.
Thanks for listening to the Coffee Talk with Liquid Chain on 1973 podcast. You can also follow him on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter at Liquid Chain on 1973. Also, if you get a chance, leave some love on iTunes. Have a great day.